microevolution and macroevolution is where I want to say they don't relate.
No such thing as macroevolution.
Macroevolution is literally taught in every single college class that you'll ever come across. So I don't know what you're talking about. Macroevolution is a change of kind. Microevolution is just adaptation.
There's no such thing as adaptation. Adaptation isn't a thing that happens.
Okay, now you're like completely doing away with science, man. Come on now.
No, I'm not. As somebody with a degree in science and as somebody who taught this for over a decade.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's move on. So Australopithecus afarensis, when it was discovered, why did they put together from four different locations, all different degrees in the
dirt?
That
didn't happen.
And put them all together.
I don't know what to tell you. That did not happen.
Literally, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I've heard this lie before. It's not true. But let's pretend that it. Let's pretend that it is true.
Bones.
There are over 1,000 Australopithecus remains. So it's not.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is.
What they found is Neanderthals, and Neanderthals were around at the same time period as human beings were, and then they bred together and became us today.
Neanderthals didn't even live in Africa.
No, I'm saying the only thing that they've been able to find a complete fossil remain of to this day is Neanderthals, and they bred in with humans, and we
complete specimen. You only need some of the bones to be able to diagnose what it is.
Yeah, like the Hedenberg man, where they grabbed a tooth and then AI formulated an entire species based off of the tooth that they found that later they ended up being a pig's tooth.
Do you know how many billions of dollars billions of dollars of fake biblical artifacts exist? A very large number.
I'm not arguing anything about the Bible. I'm just saying the thousands of conspiracy theories that have been formulated to prove evolution that they later come back and find that the jaw was made out of clay. And then
there's thousands
of
those. Maybe a dozen of those, buddy.
No, you know exactly what
genetics,
I'm talking about.
The genetics absolutely confirmed evolution a long time ago.
Just because adaptation exists, but it will.
There's
always
no
be
such thing as adaptation.
Species.
Adaptation is a downstream description of evolution in action.
There's no such thing as adaptation. Define your terms.
Correct.
What is adaptation? It's something that never existed. You're going to say nothing's ever adapted before? That is the most ridiculous statement ever.
Give me an example of an adaptation.
Dude, okay, over in 1,000 years, maybe our eyes and noses are going to get a little bigger than they are now. That's what science says.
I didn't ask for you to use your imagination, but I'm glad you know how.
I'm saying what science says is we're on route to having bigger eyes in the future than we have now. That's an adaptation.
Okay, how is that going to happen?
Adaptation is based off of mutation.
Oh, so an adaptation is just the downstream effect of changes in DNA? That's what evolution is. So adaptation,
no, it's not, because evolution
adaptation is not a thing that
a
happens. Yeah, eyes can't get bigger unless changes in genes happen. So the adaptation is 100% dependent upon the DNA.
You're always going to have the same genes, so you're going to always be a human. You're never going to be something other than a human. You're never going to grow scales. You're never going to fly. That will never happen, even over millions and millions of years. You're still going to be a human. You're not going to grow gills. Michael Phelps' body will not be – his children won't go further down and down the line if they're all swimmers, and they won't grow gills.
How do you know that?
Because nothing in scientific data has ever suggested that to happen in all of history. 100%
of all of the data we have confirms that. The fossil record is made exclusively of organisms that don't exist today.
The fossil record is the most inconsistent thing that you could possibly look at. It is so inconsistent, it's insane. Even carbon dating, when you look at it,
nobody carbon dates fossils.
Why are you showing me...
Name the inconsistencies here, since there are so many of them.
Apes.
Yeah, humans are apes.
You got apes.
So evolution is true.
Humans
are apes. Okay.
No, what's fake is the AI depiction of what they create on your screen.
None of this is AI. These are actual photographs.
No, those are skulls. I'm saying the AI, when they show you what it looked like when it was alive, and they formulate it to look humanoid. You have Neanderthals, and then you have humans. That's what you have.
and Australopithecus and Homo erectus and Homo ergaster and Homo habilis.
Australopithecus was a skull that was crushed into 36 pieces, and they AI formulated
there it. There are around 1,000 Australopithecus specimens.
No, they're all monkeys, dude.
No, they're apes.
You're all formulated. You see this AI depiction of what they
this was all being done decades ago before AI. This was being done before,
I realize this, dude.
Basically before computers existed.
Years, man.
Then don't talk about AI because AI is not part of the picture.
They've been doing this with Photoshop way before AI.
How do you reconcile the fact that all life on the planet is related and that we share more genes with the things evolution said we would share more genes with?
I believe that 100%. That makes perfect sense because when you look at things
evolution,
that are created
through evolution, it makes perfect sense. I had to mute you to get that point out. You can unmute yourself whenever you want.
All right, you're good. You're good. All right, so
the genetic evidence is exactly what evolution predicted.
Well, yes, but it's what every other thing predicts too.
No, it doesn't.
The thing that if life happens to all be alive, then it will have similarities because that's how intelligent design works as well.
So if no life on the planet was related, then intelligent design would have been disproven?
No, all life on Earth is related, and it has to be.
Buddy, listen. If no life on the planet was related, then would that prove God doesn't exist or that intelligent design is false?
Wait, repeat that again.
If no life on the planet was related, would that prove that intelligent design is false?
I think that all life on Earth is.
Holy shit, dude. Have you eaten today?
No, we're actually agreeing on that.
Have you eaten today?
We both agree that all life on
Clay,
Earth is related.
Have you eaten today?
What are you talking about?
Have you eaten today?
Are you just trying to be a smartass or like what?
Have
you
eaten today?
Yeah.
Okay, if you hadn't eaten today, how do you think you would feel?
Probably pretty good because fasting is very healthy for you.
Okay, so you can think of things that are not actually the case. You can imagine what it would be like if you hadn't eaten. Now, let's go back to the original question. If no life on the planet was related, would that be evidence against intelligent design?
I mean, I don't think it goes either way, honestly.
Right. So there is no evidence of intelligent design because the opposite, if you say the data we currently have is evidence of intelligent design,
I'm not even talking
but if the
about
evidence was the opposite, then that doesn't count as evidence against it. So the current evidence we have obviously isn't evidence because you have a unfalsifiable idea. And because it's unfalsifiable, there's no such thing as evidence when it comes to this idea. So we can move on from that.
You just totally switched the topic.
We're going back to Australopithecus. There's more than one specimen of Australopithecus. So your lie that they got it, they grabbed one bone from 10 miles over here and another bone from 10 miles over here.
No, that's
even if it wasn't a lie, we have around 1,000 specimens of Australopithecines. So even if 10 of them were fake, we have 1,000 others that aren't.
They find a tooth, they find a jaw, and then all of these are just ape jaws from years and years and years ago that they just
So where did you get your where did you get your training in paleontology to know that all of the data that the scientists are talking about is flawed?
Because there are so many paleontologists that agree with what I'm saying and disagree
with
what you're
saying. There are literally zero, except for Gunther, but he murder-suicided himself, so now you do really only have zero.
No.
Yeah, Gunter Beckley murder-suicided himself. Yes, he did, actually.
Well, brother, I do have to go back to work now. I just wanted...
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old. Get a free book 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.